Good morning, my radio and television audience. I have three guests today that I want to introduce to you. They are part of the SBFM family. Now, I'll introduce Danella Jones first. Danella.
Yes, good morning.
Okay. What I'd like for you to do is tell them something about yourself and what you have been doing. And you also have picked a subject matter that you would like to briefly talk about.
Yes. I've been the owner and head chef of Thigh Bones Catering since 2003. I've also been a single mother to three kids who are now grown. I'm really passionate about serving good food and helping people stay healthy. That's what I'm going to talk about today is some of the ways that, you know, we can, as a community, stay healthier through the things that we eat. I'd like to suggest a couple of documentaries that people watch. The first is called Food, Inc., like Food Incorporated, but it's shortened to Food, Inc. And it talks about the ways that the government and different companies like Monsanto have gotten together to change the way that food is produced and the way that we consume it. There's another documentary called King Corn, which is about the corn industry and how pervasive corn is in the production of our food. We hear a lot about high fructose corn syrup and things like that. And it's if you look on the ingredients section of the products that you buy, you'll find that many things that you would be really surprised are, that's one of the main ingredients is high fructose corn syrup. Well, corn is a huge crop in the United States. And so it's used not only in our food and the production of our food, but it's also used in feeding the animals that we consume. Like a cow's natural diet is grass, but now they're being fed corn instead in order to fatten them up and, you know, produce more meat. So this causes problems for the animal itself. And then when we consume that, we're consuming that corn and that extra sugar in our food. So there's been an explosion in diabetes and hypertension and other illnesses based on the changes in our diet. So I suggest those documentaries so that people can see for themselves exactly how the food industry has changed and how pervasive the unhealthy practices are in preparing our food. I'd also like to address that for a lot of single mothers, you know, especially if you're really busy and you have a busy day and you get home and you pick up your kids and get home and you may not feel like cooking, so you run through the fast food drive-through or dine-in and, you know, grab a burger and some fries or whatever for your children. Well, over time, those types of diets cause our children to have a lot of hyperactive behaviors. It leads to childhood obesity. It leads to childhood diabetes and short attention spans and hyperactivity. And a lot of times, you know, that leads to, oh, my child is hyper, so let me take him to the doctor. And then the doctors prescribe medication to, you know, calm the child down. And now you've compounded the problem when the cure to a lot of that is to purchase fresh food. And as a single mom, I can understand that it appears that fast food is much cheaper than fresh. When you can go, you know, to the dollar menu and purchase enough for everybody. But if your money is budgeted correctly, you can make shopping fresher an adventure. I used to take my children to the farmers market, and, you know, we were making an adventure to learn the new fruits and vegetables that we weren't familiar with. You can go through the produce section of your local grocery store. A lot of people don't know this, but if you're on food stamps or, you know, getting assistance, most farmers markets accept food stamps. So, you know, you get a lot more for your money than you would ever expect by shopping that way. And people can contact me for a list of the different farmers markets in the Bay Area, and they have an incredible array of variety, you know, for your money.
Give them your information.
I have a website. You can Google it, Google Five Bones Catering, and my website will come up for you. I have a Twitter page at Rhyme Mistress, which is spelled R-H-Y-M-I-S-T-R-E-S-S, and I have another Twitter page for Thigh Bones. It's at Thigh Bone, I-N-D. The Thigh Bone is spelled T-H-I-G-H-B-O-N-E, and the I-N-D is all caps. So you can reach me at Rhyme Mistress or at Thighbone IND on Twitter. You can also call me at 510-302-9379. And I'm happy to give recipe advice. I'm happy to direct you in how to, you know, procure better meals for your family. It's a passion of mine, and it's something that I feel is my obligation to my community. For those who are really
very good. Very good, Danella. For those of you that doesn't know, Danella is we have a cooking show, and Danella is the one that heads the cooking show that's going to air on SBFM TV. We've been working on this for a while, and now we're bringing it in. So I wanted everyone to know who Danella was, and you could be kept up with a lot of information if you go to her webpage and her Facebook. You're on Facebook too, right, Danella? I think you are. Yeah.
My Facebook page is under S. Danella Jones Gilmore, and I'm happy to give, in fact, I do recipe advice and things on that page as well.
Okay, that's good. So now let me talk to JJ.
Okay, just a moment.
Hello, Cheryl. How are you doing?
Hi, JJ. I want you to introduce yourself. Tell them what you do, and much like your mother just did.
Okay. Well, good morning, everyone. My name is JJ Shepherd. My company is called J-Face Media. It's spelled out J-A-Y-P-H-A-C-E. You can follow that at Twitter as at J-Face. So it would look like at the symbol J-A-Y-P-H-A-C-E. I specialize in internet multimedia business solutions and entertainment. We are expanding into various social media platforms like Snapchat, Periscope, and Livestream in order to connect with other users across the internet. We hope to bring the internet exciting content like comedy, music, movies, and more. I'm also in collaboration with Thigh Bones Catering and RUI ENT Records. I create productions for both of those companies. We create music videos as well as the cooking shows that were discussed earlier, and those things will be provided on SBFM TV?
Yes, SBFM TV.
Okay.
And
okay.
Yes.
So on this radio show from myself, the topics that I will most likely discuss here will be computer help and facts, and that will be how to keep your computer clean and organized for personal or business. Social media help, which is to sharpen your security and information released online. Smartphone help, such as resources for people who lack knowledge about their smartphones, which is rising. Music like hip-hop, R&B, jazz, and more, as well as restaurant reviews. I can be emailed at jayphacemedia@gmail.com for questions about these subjects.
Okay, great.
That is all I have for now. We have a lot of things in development. I am excited about this new collaboration. I have been in music for 15 years, and I've always loved what I've learned, and I do that as I go along. And I hope to share that with the world.
Very good. Now, let's... Okay, we have someone that wanted to talk about the Black Fathers.
Oh, he goes by the name of Joji. Let me pass the phone to him.
Hello, how you doing, Cheryl?
Hi, how are you doing? Tell us something about yourself.
Okay, good morning to all the radio listeners. My name is Joseph Gilmore. I am the CEO of RUI Records, RUI Entertainment, and I'm a young father myself, so that's why I want to touch on the topic of young fathers today. And I actually wrote a poem, so everybody can enjoy it. And so let me.
Okay, I'd like for you to read your poem. Everyone, he's one of the spoken word people associated with SBFM television.
Okay. All right, Chef, here it goes. It's called Young Father. To all the young fathers struggling to raise their children, don't worry at all. To your heart, you should listen. For it is telling you the special little one is a part of you. Listen to your heart. It will always carry you. Be a provider and a protector you was meant to be. Always show love to your children equally. Smile and play and laugh, dance, teach them the right. One day, they'll be a woman or a man. Guide them, provide them with the knowledge bestowed to you. One day, you'll get old and they have to take care of you. Be fearless in child rearing. Avoid outside interference. Strive for the best. For you and your children. For our children are our future in a brand new beginning. They'll guide the world as our time is ending. So to the young fathers, just like me, be the king that you were supposed to be. Be strong for your seed. Help them flourish, truly indeed. Help them shape the world and make it their own. So the right changes are made. When they get grown. Young Black man, I believe in you because you were me when I was young. So true. That's the poem right there. And I hope everyone liked it. I also wanted to touch on some other topics on the same issue. I wanted to address the challenges of raising young daughters. I think that it's a lot of young men out there that are good fathers, but they don't really get the nod. They don't really get the respect of that. So I want to encourage them to be the best father that you can be, because you know it's challenging, especially when you're young. But you know, I was a young father, so I know it's possible. Another thing I wanted to touch on is the joys of being a father, and I think it's a joyful thing to be to raise children and bring children into the world and teach them how to grow and how to be the best that they can be. You know, And I also want to touch on my relationship with my daughters right now. My daughters are 21 and 19, and they're very respectful children, and they graduated. They're very talented, and I feel like I'm very proud of them because they could have went a whole different way, and so that makes me feel great that that we have a great relationship right now. And advice to young men and facing fatherhood, you know, be strong, you know, hold your head up. And it's challenging for a lot of people out here. It's hard times, but, you know, the Lord will always get us through it. You know, he will always help us in a need. You know, he will always be there. So I want all the young fathers to hold their head up and be strong and, you know, keep fighting.
Very good. I'd like to ask JJ a question.
Yeah. Okay, I'm here.
Okay, Jay, do you build computers?
I can build computers, yes.
But that's not what you do, though.
That's not one of the things that I do all the time. I do various things. Fixing computers is mostly what I do. Fixing computers that are already built. If provided the tools, I can build computers, yes.
Okay. Now, Danella, let's talk a little bit about Thigh Bones Catering.
Yes.
Okay.
I've been catering for 13 years. I'm a graduate of Women's Initiative for Self-Employment. I've done various gigs throughout the city. I've catered for the Port of Oakland, the City of Oakland, Oakland Public Library, various many, many different companies, and also many family events. I do graduations, family reunions, weddings. In fact, I just catered my own wedding in November against the advice of my family.
I heard that. Now, how much problems did you have when you started your catering business? What are some of the issues you had to deal with in order to get contracts for, like, the city and you know, the library and all of those things? What did you have to go through?
Well, there's a lot of, you have to have your ducks in a row. When you start dealing on a professional level with people, there are certain things that you have to have lined up. So I had to have my food handler certification, which you helped me get. I had to have my business license, and I had to be certified through a commercial kitchen. A lot of times, even with that, you know, there's other challenges like finding locations to operate from. Some people, you know, will question you even if you have everything all lined up. You know, sometimes we as the people are very skeptical, so I ran into a lot of resistance from people who didn't believe that I had it together until I was able to illustrate, you know, through samples and things like that. So when the kids were still in high school when I started, and we would go to the West Oakland Farmers Market and set up and give out samples. And once people taste the food, that's how I convert them to customers, is by, you know, tasting the food and seeing the presentation and understanding, you know, that the best ingredient in it is love. You know, I love to cook, and it translates into it. When you take the first bite, you can understand that.
So Joseph, I want to ask you a question, because I think you said something.
Yes.
I got this written.
I'm here.
Okay, are you the hip-hop historian?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I thought you had said something like that. Now, what's going on currently in the hip hop era? You can even talk about some gossip if you want.
It's a mess.
Yes.
But yeah, it's really. I think that that nowadays that hip hop music needs a lot more depth in it. You know, it needs more people talking about the issues that are going on in the world instead of talking about materialism and focusing on materialism. Everything's about money now and how much you got or what kind of car you got or what bottle you're popping or, you know, it's all about that now. But what I'm trying to do as an artist myself is bring back the realism and realistic stuff that people go through every day on an everyday occasion, you know. So I'm trying to bring back real hip hop to music, like, you know, because right now it's crazy. That's the best way I can put it, you know.
It is. They are talking about everybody, and not only that, they talk about killing and stuff. And we've had people that were actually killed in that industry. The rapping and hip hop stuff, and I don't listen to any negative music, and I sure won't spend my money on it. But yes, what I would like for you to do in the future, because I'm going to have you as a part of the entertainment people.
Yes,
I'd like for you to give us some of your footage. I'm with JJ, we're going to be uploading some videos and things to the SBFM radio webpage.
Oh, okay.
So give me some of your spoken word footage so they can meet you. Because I haven't set my SBFM radio up the way it should be as yet. But JJ is going to help me get it because I just haven't had time. So I will be in contact with you later. In fact, all three of you.
Okay.
Later, pertaining to our next steps, especially for the cooking show. We need to start airing that.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
yes. So, well, anyway, you guys could stay on the line if you wish, but I'm going to be talking about a few things right now. And I started this month out with love, uh-huh, simply because there's not enough love in the world. I'll just put it that way. And so my first lecture on this was dealing with the 19 symptoms of low self-esteem. But I also want to cover the levels of maturity. There are four levels of maturity. And if you understand these levels, you can help yourself go through all of them until you get to the fourth level of maturity. We should have, during our lifetime, completed level four, you know, no later than after your graduation from high school or beginning of college. But a lot of people haven't matured enough many times to even handle college. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the four levels of maturity and give you the characteristics of the individual in each maturity level. Now, maturity level one is people are both unable and unwilling to take responsibility to do something. They are neither competent nor confident. Now, we have approximately 11 characteristics of a person that's like this, and I'm going to give those to you real quick. Poor follow-through. Misses appointments. Needs assistance, but won't ask. They have a passive-aggressive behavior. They're very impulsive. They cannot or will not delay gratification. They have poor language skills. They're constantly in denial or shock. They can't connect their behavior with the consequences. They have unrealistic expectations. They have a victim mentality and a low self-esteem. I'll be talking more about this later. I'll have some guests coming on that will elaborate. Maturity level 2, and these are people that are unable but willing to do the necessary tasks, whether it's on a job or even looking for a job, starting a business. It doesn't matter. They are unable, but they're willing to do something. They are motivated, but they currently lack the appropriate skills. These are some of the characteristics of this type individual. Doesn't often admit when they can't do an assigned task. Although they do keep appointments, which is different than maturity level 1, and they may appear passive or even passive aggressive. They cooperate with minimal tasks, but they also have a victim mentality, such as the level 1 people. Cannot get needs met without assistance. They also have poor language skills, such as maturity level 1. They may or may not have a low self-esteem. You'll have to, when you're dealing with people, you have to try to figure out how to talk to some people, because some people have low self-esteem. They also have delusions of grandeur. But at the same time, they are what are called the yes men and women. And finally, they won't admit they need help. Now, I know many of us have run into individuals. These are their characteristics. This will let you know what level of maturity they are in. Okay, let me give you maturity level 3. People are able but unwilling to do what they should be doing, their boss, their leaders, could even be your minister, but they're unwillingly won't allow their leaders to lead. They won't do what they're told. Now, they have a passive-aggressive behavior type personality. They're devious. Now, you have to realize that this is level 3. They're intelligent, and many times how they mess up is that they think they're smarter than what they are and get themselves caught in a mess. They harbor unexpressed anger. They can have a victim mentality, but they always present all types of excuses. They have a low self-esteem. They don't take directions well. They miss appointments, and they resist authority. These are people that are at the maturity level 3, right at the time where you think you're so smart, you know enough of something to just get you in trouble, and you're angry, an angry person. Now let's go to maturity level 4. People are both able and willing to do what is asked of them. Your supervisors, your boss, your managers, that type. You know, your minister, your teachers in school. Because you should have most of this taken care of at the high school. Maturity level 4 people are goal-oriented. They follow through. They keep appointments. They have strong language skills, good social skills. They're empathetic. And they enjoy interaction with people of authority. And people in levels 1, 2, and 3 may have a problem with authority. They can delay self-gratification. They don't, sometimes you can't place yourself first. You know, I saw a lot of this as a worker at the welfare department, where single parent mothers seem to want to do for themselves things that are unnecessary, spend money that's unnecessary, and not provide for the children. They cannot delay that self-gratification of buying clothes or whatever it is, getting your nails done, your hair done, whatever it is. If you're on welfare, you can't afford those type luxuries. So it's hard for them. They cannot do, level 4 can delay self-gratification. So we have a lot of people that are in level 1, 2, and some possibly 3. That place themselves over and above their children's safety and care. That's the problem I have with people in those other levels. But anyway, they know how to handle money also. They probably have better math skills than those in levels 1, 2, and 3. Because sometimes those individuals can't handle money very well. They also connect their behavior to the consequences, whatever happens. They are able to admit that they blew something. You know, I didn't do that right. That was a part of their behavior. And they realize what the consequences were, and they don't go and get angry and all of that, which is a part of the change cycle, which I'm going to talk about briefly. The people have a problem with change, and that also affects your maturity level. And let me briefly talk about the change cycle and the levels of learning real quick, and then I'm going to close. The change cycle has about 6 or 7 different levels. But the first level of the change cycle is denial. And that's usually the most common response of change. People don't want you to take them out of their comfort zone, but they don't realize for them to excel in anything, you're going to have to take yourself out of your comfort zone and learn some new ideas about what's going on. But if they don't go through the denial and admit that what's going on, the next level is anger. They become angry. They begin blaming everybody else. They're not connecting their behavior to the consequences. So they're angry. You know, that's like the second stage of the change cycle. After that, there's fear. They go into survival mode. They still may not connect their behavior to the consequences, but they're going to try not to drown in whatever is happening. They're in survival mode. And it looks like they're not successful at it. They graduate to the depression stage of the change cycle, where they begin to worry, because now it's clear to them. Now, if they had stopped that denial and admitted what was going on, whatever that change is that they had no control over, they wouldn't get to this depression stage, because they started working on fixing whatever the problem was. But if they don't do that, after depression, they become... They're desperate. They panic. These people are dangerous and violent. Since they don't have whatever it is that they're looking for, and they did not pay attention to the changes and they were in denial, they still may not connect their behavior with why they are in a desperate situation. And a lot of people will kill you for whatever you got, because that's what they want. And don't even connect that if you had done what you were supposed to do, you'd be able to do it yourself. The stages that you want to be at is the acceptance and a cooperation stage. You accept the inevitable. Now, that's one of the things that I taught and I gave my students who I was training who were on welfare. I taught them that if it's inevitable, you have no control over it, you're going to have to see what you have to do to make sure this change doesn't affect your life. The change I was talking about was that the welfare system was getting ready to be altogether different. It's going to have time limits. And a lot of people didn't listen or pay attention to that it was going to happen whether they like it or not. So when it came time, their time out, they hadn't prepared for anything, didn't go to any of the free training, took advantage of the free child care. They'll buy your books, supplies, and tools. They'll help you in any kind of way. Even if you had an old piece of car, they'd help you get that fixed up. So if you had started a business or a job, you'd be able to move around. There are a number of people that have been told that this change was coming and that it was inevitable. They should have seen it, but they weren't prepared. And now we have individuals that ended up homeless with their children. And the homeless situation is different today. So you want to go through that cycle, accepting the inevitable, and understand your family group and your community participation is very important. I'm getting ready to close now. So Knowing is enough. We must apply. Willing is not enough. We must do. Until we meet again, I love you.